Welcome to Book Bistro, where book enthusiasts come to chat about the books they love in a warm and supportive environment. This episode is airing on Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Good morning, everyone. It's Shannon back with you for a Tuesday morning episode. I, of course, have some new books to discuss with you today. Again, not as many as I've had on some weeks, but definitely a respectable amount. So, as always, we will get started with the housekeeping information. And then we will get right into it. You can find us on Facebook by searching for Book Bistro Podcast. There we have our usual Facebook page where we keep track of our Wednesday reads and also post information about the Friday episodes. We also have a Facebook listener group that you're welcome to join. And if you prefer a different type of listener group, you can contact us and ask about our WhatsApp group. Both groups are pretty small, not super high traffic, and we would love to have you. If you want to get in touch with us off of social media, you can do so by sending an email to thebookbistropodcast@gmail.com. If you're looking for our main hosting page, where you can find information on the podcatchers that make Book Bistro available to you, you can find that information in our show notes. All right. As always, I am starting out with a few books you've heard us mention before on our most anticipated releases of April episode. So I'm starting out with one of Melissa's picks, and this is One of Us Knows by Alyssa Cole. And this is a thriller by Alyssa Cole rather than a romance, just to be clear. We also have Late Bloomer by Maisie Eddings, which is one of Brooke's picks, a young adult romance. And we have a thriller, also one of Brooke's, that is called The One That Got Away with Murder by Trish Lundy. So these are books that you've heard us mention before. Now I'm going to move on to some books that we haven't already talked about. I am starting out with fantasy, paranormal romance, those kinds of things. And I'm giving the first spot here to a young adult fantasy. This is Deep is the Fen, Hunger of Thorns, book 2 by Lily Wilkinson. And this is a series that I was not super familiar with. I remember when Hunger of Thorns originally came out and I looked at it and I was like, oh yeah, like this looks good. And I added it to my list of things I wanted to read. And very honestly, I didn't really think about it again. And so I was really surprised when the second book showed up as something that was being released this week. I'm like, whoa, I never read the first one. So I'll have to remedy that, especially now since this one is out. It is Deep is the Fen, Fen, F-E-N, Hunger of Thorns, book 2 by Lily Wilkinson. I also want to talk about Merciless Saviors. This is the Ouroboros, book 2 by H.E. Edgeman. And I love H.E. Edgeman so much. They wrote The Witch King duology a couple of years ago, which was incredible. And this is their next duology. The first book came out last year, and now this one is out. I love their dark writing style, partly because it's super edgy and intense, but then you'll have these brief kind of flashes of humor thrown in that just kind of give you that little, I don't know, like a little bit of light in the midst of the darkness. And it's just such a nice contrast. And the writing is lovely and intense. If you've never read an H.E. Edgeman book, I highly recommend that you pick one up. Probably not this one, unless you've read the first book in this series. But this is Merciless Saviors, the Ouroboros, Book 2 by H.E. Edgman. We also have To Gaze Upon Wicked Gods. This is To Gaze Upon Wicked Gods, Book 1 by Molly X. Chang. And this is an author that I am not familiar with. I think this might be her debut. It looks to be an adult fantasy. And at first, when it first started being promoted, they were promoting it as a standalone. And now I see that it is the first book in a series. So that is always cool. I like standalone fantasy sometimes, but I often end up feeling like they've crammed so much into one book because there's so much world building in fantasy. And it sometimes feels like, to me, like a little bit of a waste to give all that world building to just one book and then let it go. So I'm always super happy when some of these things become like, longer running series. So this is To Gaze Upon Wicked Gods. To Gaze Upon Wicked Gods, Book 1 by Molly X. Chang. We also have Cage Me. This is Immortal Vices and Virtues. Shadow Shifter Bombs, Book 5 by Heather Renee. So the original series is just Immortal Vices and Virtues. And then now they've done like a spin-off, and that is the Shadow Shifter Bonds. And the cool thing about these is that they're written by several authors who each like take turns writing books in the series. Brooke has read several of these. I don't think she's progressed to the spin-off series, but I have seen her talk about, some of the books in the original series and did really like it. So this, once again, is Cage Me, Immortal Vices and Virtues, Shadow Shifter Bonds, Book 5 by Heather Renee. Next up is a book that is right up my alley. This is Lady of Rapture, The Bones of Ruin, Book 3 by Sarah Raleigh. This is fantasy combined with like a magical circus or carnival. And I am definitely here for that. Rachel Vincent's Menagerie series got me hooked on this kind of fantasy, and it just makes me super happy. So I'm glad that this final book in the trilogy has been released. Now I can start at the beginning and have lots of great magical circus life to read about. So this is Lady of Rapture, The Bones of Ruin, Book 3 by Sarah Raleigh. So that is all I have for fantasy, the paranormal, all that. We are moving on now to mystery, thriller, suspense. And I'm starting out with You Know What You Did. This is by K.T. Wynn, and it looks to be a debut. It has gotten a lot of positive buzz. I've seen some stuff that the author has done to promote this. It looks very intense, very dark. So definitely check your trigger warnings before picking this up. It is You Know What You Did by K.T. Wynn. Next up is While We Were Burning. This is by Sarah Coffey. This book, they have done an amazing job of publicizing this. You know that I have like many library cards, both for local libraries and out-of-state libraries. And every single library that I use has a huge hold list on this book. I think the shortest one that I saw was 10 weeks, and most of them range into like 6 months or more. This feels a little bit like more of a literary mystery. So if that's something that you enjoy, where you pay a lot of attention to the character development, you don't have as much like high action in the plot. That is what this looks like. And it is While We Were Burning by Sarah Coffey. Next up, I have It Had to Be You. This is an Under Suspicion novel. It's book 8, and it is by Allafair Burke and Mary Higgins Clark. They started writing this several years before Mary Higgins Clark passed away. And I'm very happy to see that Allafair Burke is continuing the series. She is a writer that I love for her standalone like police procedural. She has a series about a prosecuting attorney. And Mary Higgins Clark is really what got me into reading like mystery fiction. So both of these women are incredible. And this is It Had to Be You, Under Suspicion, Book 8 by Allafair Burke and Mary Higgins Clark. We have a new Kara Thomas book out this week, and this is very cool because I hadn't seen a new release from Kara Thomas in a while. This is Lost to Dune Road. And Kara Thomas is one of these authors that I talk about a lot who writes these very nice crossover books that can either be young adult thrillers or enjoyed by adults. Now, I read a ton of young adult fiction, so I enjoy a lot of it. But I feel like certain books just feel very crossover appropriate. I'm not sure how to explain that. Maybe we'll do an episode on like crossover books between young adult and adult. That would be kind of cool. But anyway, I have liked Kara Thomas for a lot of years, and I was kind of wondering what had happened with her writing because I hadn't seen one in a while. But here it is. It is Lost to Dune Road by Kara Thomas. Next up, we have Pay Dirt. This is V.I. Warshawski, Book 22 by Sarah Paretsky. And this is a series that I read from the library when I was way too young to be reading it. Our local branch of the Library of Congress sent me one of these on tape when I was, I don't know, probably 10. And it was all about like corruption in the medical system. And it was just like way too old for me. But I did read a few of these as the years went by. And it is, early women's detective fiction, kind of like Sue Grafton, but a little more hard boiled. So if you have been keeping up with the series over the years, or this is one that you dip in and out of, then you might want to know that Pay Dirt, V.I. Warshawski, Book 22 by Sarah Paretsky, is here this week. And we have a historical mystery because why wouldn't we? This is What Cannot Be Said, Sebastian St. Cyr, Book 19 by C.S. Harris. And C.S. Harris was on the podcast a couple of years ago. Such a smart person and an incredible writer, a great love of bringing history, mod like the actual true type of history to the page and creating characters that feel like they actually could have lived in that time. I really enjoy her cast of characters and just this world that she has built. So this one is What Cannot Be Said, Sebastian St. Cyr, Book 19 by C.S. Harris. All right. I want to talk about a couple of historical novels now. We have The Evolution of Annabel Craig by Lisa Grunewald. And I've talked about a Lisa Grunewald book on the podcast before as one of my most anticipated books for the month that it came out. And then it turned out to be a weird ghosty book, and I was very upset. But hopefully some other people read it and didn't think it was a weird ghosty book. But this is a historical fiction about a woman who begins to reevaluate her place in the world, her marriage, in 1925 when a trial is being held in her small town. So I am definitely looking forward to this. And it is The Evolution of Annabel Craig by Lisa Grunewald. We also have The Beautiful People by Michelle Gabels. This is set in Palm Beach in the 1960s, and it's about a woman who becomes an assistant to a famous photographer. And this is The Beautiful People by Michelle Gabel. Last up, I have some romance, women's fiction, these kinds of things. We have One Last Word by Suzanne Park. Suzanne Park writes romance for both young adults and adults, and this looks like one of her adult books. I think anything she writes is worth your time, just depending, what you want out of your romance. If you're looking for something with like the younger protagonist and more of that like coming of age feel mixed in with the romance, then her YA stuff is the way to go. But this one is One Last Word. And again, it's by Suzanne Park. Last up for me today is Krista Comes Out of Her Shell by Abby Waxman. She wrote a book that we've talked about quite a bit here called The Bookish Life of Nina Hill. It is kind of what introduced some of the staff to her writing. So if you've never checked her out, please do. She is charming in person and an incredible author. This is Krista Comes Out of Her Shell by Abby Waxman. And that does it for our new releases this week. I hope all of you are having a fantastic week, enjoying, what is beginning to feel a little bit more like spring in my part of the world. But more important than that, I hope you are all staying safe and well. And of course, as I always say, well read. If you would like to let us know your thoughts, you can do that by leaving us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts or any other platform you use to access the show. And not only does it allow us to see your feedback, but it also helps other book lovers to find us, which is a great thing. So I will be back next Tuesday morning with more bookish fabulousness. And some number of us will be back on Friday with more discussion of great books. Take care, everybody.